Wow, thank you, David, for putting on that square pusher for the meantime, but we're definitely going to slow things off now that we're hitting the top of the hour. And here we go. We're coming into the basement here at CITR 101.9 FM on the dial if you're hanging out here in Vancouver. Otherwise, you're listening in online globally, worldwide at CITR.ca. If you're a first-time listener, the show is called The Basement, and I like to go through bass music, the entire spectrum, whether it be dubstep, drum and bass, UK funky, ghetto funk, banging electro. Really, there are no rules, a little bit of glitch hop in there. I like to play it all. If you tune back every week, every Friday between 9 and 10:30, you are destined to hear something far out and amazing and truly genre-defying. And speaking of genre-defying, welcome back from Shambhala, welcome back from Bass Coast, welcome back from Motion Ocean, welcome back to What the Festival, and you know, every other Bush Festival, mini rave, etc., etc., going on in the last couple weeks. I know my homie CJ was covering the show while I was in the forest myself attending Shambhala and Bass Coast. So with that, welcome. Coming in, some fresh Grammatic right now. And as mentioned, that's a brand new one from Grammatic. If you're unfamiliar, he kind of combos the dubstep and the funk. He recently put out an LP for free that you can cope on his own website, grammatic.net. That tune, wrapping up, was called Just Creepin', and that kind of represents the entire album. More of a classical sampling, jazz sampling, mixed with the funky beats, with a little bit of that dubstep bass that we all know and love. Unfortunately, for those of you expecting him at the Village Stage of Shambhala, he couldn't make it, some last-minute travel errors. But regardless, hopefully that last tune kept you going. Check out grammatic.net for the LP. I cannot recommend that enough. As well as Pretty Lights Music for his other stuff. He also released a brand new tune with Grizz, their collaboration project called Grizzmatic, which I'll be playing later on. In the meantime, a little bit more funky flavors. BC-based The Funk Hunters teamed up with Honey LaRochelle, I think I'm saying that right, as well as Erica B. from Nelson to bring us this heater. It's called Soul Beat. Yeah. So yeah, that's a great little collab, as mentioned, between BC's finest, the Funk Hunters. Actually just started up, I believe the outlier of the Funk Hunters just started up a brand new record label called Westwood Records. Looking forward to that. And I guess this EP called Soul Beat will be the first release. And that's featuring a Breakbeat Buddha remix as well. And as mentioned, that last tune was called Soul Beat, featuring Erica D and Honey LaRochelle on the vocals. Love both of their voices. If you happen to catch DubFX a couple years ago, Honey joined him on the stage at the Commodore, and that was just absolutely superb. And actually, over the weekend, I laid witness to Erica D doing quite a few sing-alongs. And my honest truth, her live, a little annoying. But that's beside the point. The Funk Hunters laid it down at the Fractal Forest, and be sure to check out more of them on SoundCloud, soundcloud.com/thefunkhunters, because they truly do represent some of BC's finest, whether it be funk, ghetto funk, drum and bass, and dubstep edge as well. Anyways, keeping with the Canadian ghetto funkiness, we got Defunk coming in. So it's probably worth mentioning that that last tune by the Funk Hunters, Soul Beat, is available for free. You just gotta check them out on Facebook. You know, send a like their way, and the download is all yours. Again, facebook.com, The Funk Hunters. So this one's another free download for you. Calgary's Defunk really laying on the remix, making this one his own. This one's originally done by Matic, called Feel Good. And if you guys caught the original, it's more of a progressive house, kind of electro, big rooms flavor. And as mentioned, Defunk has definitely made it his own, and you know, made it available for free download on his SoundCloud. Check it out, soundcloud.com/defunk-music. Defunk, what a man. He just wrapped up a set at Motion Notion a few weeks ago. I heard immense, incredible vibes were happening. And it's just such a coincidence that he recorded it and has now posted it on his SoundCloud for free download and streaming at your convenience. As mentioned, soundcloud.com/defunk-music. If you guys tune into So Salacious every Sunday night, I believe 6 p.m. is their showtime here at CITR. Those guys swear by defunk, so if you're into the ghetto funk with the glitchy flavor, make sure to check out more of them. As mentioned, that last tune called Feel Good, defunk on the remix. Yeah, loving the funky flavors, loving the summery vibes, the sunshine. If you're in the city in Vancouver tonight, it was trying. It was seriously trying, but you know, fingers crossed, summer hasn't left us yet. As mentioned, first tune I did on the show, brand new one from Grammatic. He's also working with Grizz from Colorado on a side project called Grizzmatic. Happened to catch Grizz at the Village, and he was playing 100% originals, it seemed. It was truly, truly awesome to hear his sounds, you know, live, as well as on the PK rig. And for those of you out there that have heard the rig that is known as PK, you know what I'm saying. Anyways, this is a brand new one that Grizzmatic just put out, another freebie. Track it down, it's called My People. Yeah, I'm definitely repping the funky dubstep on the show tonight. What can I say? It really hits you in a right spot. You know, it's not too heavy like the, you know, the and it's not too soulful. It's a nice combination, nice balance there. And as mentioned, brand new one from Grizzmatic, a brand new collaborative project between Grizz, who's 23 years old. Let the record show, who's teamed up with Grammatic, who's known for the soulful, jazzy influenced dubstep. Again, free downloads across the board. SoundCloud.com/Grizz, G-R-I-Z, or MyNameIsGrizz.com. Grizz, I can't say enough good things. Free LP. Along with Grammatic, Grizz is all about releasing free music. His free LP called Mad Liberation is just quality from front to back. Big, big sounds get played out across the board. I remember last summer he had a few anthems being played out at all the festivals. So make sure to go cop that last one. It's called My People, available for free download. Go out there and get it. We're taking a little switch, moving a little glitch hop. One of my favorite Vancouver-born Ilisha, I-L-L-E-S-H-A. Vancouver-born, currently making her mark in San Francisco. Once upon a time, part of the integrated grime unit here in the city. She's a triple threat. She's a vocalist, she's a DJ, and a talented producer. She has countless releases, most notably on Moody Music, which is probably North America's best and leading glitch hop label, as far as I'm concerned. And well, she strikes again. Her latest release, called Altitude Sickness, can be found on Moody Music, which is Dove's label, also based out of San Francisco. This tune, available for free download. Yeah, we're all about the free downloads tonight on The Basement. All you gotta do is check out this blog that I found just today. It's called lessthan3.com. To cope this one, it's definitely less emotional, less soulful, and more of that dubsteppy sound than Alicia's kind of known for. But regardless, it definitely sticks to her own style, as we all know her for. This one's called Oxycontin. So you hear those vocal pieces in the background. I can only assume that's Alicia doing her own thing. Fingers crossed. As mentioned, such a talented lady. Triple threat right there. Loving the tune, loving the vibe in that one. As mentioned, available for free download. Just check out lessthan3.com. That one's by Vancouverite Alicia, called Oxycontin. Loving the vibes. That one can be found on Moody Music. But for the time being here at the basement, we do have to take a short break. Stay with me, though. We're going to switch things up, going to some fresh trap business from Canadians Zed's Dead. Brand new one from Sub Antics. And, you know, plenty of freshness to follow after the break.
East Van Pillow Fight Club 10, Queen of the Down, an all-girl pillow fighting event live at the Astoria August 24th. Brought to you by Lotus Land Tattoo Shop, featuring 8 seasoned fighters, 2 rookies, and East Van Pillow Fight Club champ Serbian Scrambler. Proceeds support Vancouver Rape Relief. Tickets available at St. Regis Bar and Grill or online at evpfc.com.
$1 billion on the ground, all stretched out and uncurled, would extend about 4 times around the circumference of the world.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Commercial Drive area at
Bone Rattle Music Limited, High Life Records, and People's Co-op Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or online at citr.ca.
And we're back at the basement if you're just joining me now, and if you're a first-time listener, I like to go through the spectrum of bass music, whether that be dubstep, drum and bass, trap, moonbaton, electro, ghetto funk, UK funky, a little garage. There really are no rules. I like to play it all. It's all about the heavy bass lines, quick tempos. You know what I'm talking about. Coming in, we got Canada's most upfront, top of the line, top shelf. These guys are traveling worldwide all the time. They call themselves Zed's Dead. This is a brand new free download called Jericho. If you guys weren't ready to party, you will be right now.
We'll be right back.
That one's keeping with the Zed's Dead flavor that we all know and love. Kind of that vintage-y sample happening in the background. They've definitely incorporated a lot more of the trappy hi-hats and those typical kind of mixed downs, but yet still keeping with the dubstep tempo that we are all very familiar with. If you're unfamiliar with Zed's Dead, they are rocking it. They're Canadians, top of the line, as mentioned, repping Toronto, and on this tune called Jericho, they've teamed up with fellow Torontonian Mimo Rex, and this tune, available for free download on soundcloud.com/Zed's Dead, is called Jericho. Zed's Dead, top of the line. Release is found on Mad Decent Ultra. And you know what? There's so many I can't even list them. Anyways, we're going to keep with a kind of trappy flavor. My homie, Subantics, coming in, also known as Keith Stewart, played his first set at Shambhala last weekend, and it went off huge. He had a bigger crowd than some of the headliners at the Village. It was an incredible set. This tune is a fresh release from him. Came out last week on Dim Mac. It's a remix he's done of Yolanda Be Cool. It's called Sweet Naked. So if you didn't have your subs on max, I recommend changing that to full power right about now. We got Subantics bringing the heat. As mentioned, that's a fresh one from the homie Subantics. Recently signed to Datsik's Firepower Records. This guy's on fire. This tune originally done by Yolanda Be Cool. It's called Sweet Naked. Subantics on the remix. He just released his Hypnotoad EP as a free download. 3-track EP, including the Hypnotoad VIP, which you definitely have to check out. SoundCloud.com/sub-antics is where you go. This guy's on on the up and up. As mentioned, a homie of mine, we went to university together. This guy used to play parties in my basement. So it was nice to catch up with him at Shambhala and, well, see him on the big stage there. Definitely a notable guy that you must check out. I remember way back in the day he said, "Rhett, like, I don't know how you could listen to dubstep." And that was back when he was making indie rock, or like indie electro more so. Anyways, make sure to check out more Subantics and that fresh one. He also has a brand new EP due out on Firepower Records upcoming, as well as a remix due out on Dim Mac, a remix of Datsik, as well as a collaboration with Anti-Serum out of San Francisco that you must keep your eyes out for, as well as plenty other goodies. That guy is just on the up and up. Anyways, we're going to get away from the hi-hats and the typical trappy sounds for the rest of the show. Just had to get that over with. We're moving in the deeper stuff for the next 20 minutes or so. Coming in, a brand new one from Jay Kenzo. This one can be found off of Tempo Records, and more specifically, the brand new Dubstep All-Stars compilation. If you're unfamiliar with this compilation, it's a little bit of a staple in the scene. Out on Tempo Records, about every 6 months or so, a pioneering DJ / producer does a mix. Most recently, Volume 11 is mixed by Jay Kenzo, and if you're unfamiliar with Jay Kenzo, educate yourself. This guy is, UK dubstep at the moment. Happened to catch him at Submerged Studios maybe 6 months ago. Best show to date. I will always remember it. Anyways, this is a brand new remix he's just put out on the mix. Technically, it's not released, as the mix is comprising of, you know, multiple tracks, about 3 minutes each, not full tracks. And it pains me a little bit to play this one as it's incomplete, but I had to. So enjoy. Dark Place, Jay Kenzo on the remix. This one's originally done by Kilowatt and Ip Man. As mentioned, we're going to keep with the deep stuff, but roll in a little drum and bass after this one, so stay with me, you won't regret it. As mentioned, a little bit of an incomplete track being played out. I just had to play it. It can be found on the latest Dubstep All-Stars compilation. We got Jay Kenzo on the remix. It's called Dark Place. Make sure to check out his full LP with the same name, Jay Kenzo. That one can be found on Tempo Records. As mentioned, this guy is top shelf, leading the curve as far as the UK dubstep and even the grimy side of things. And believe it or not, he started off his career as a drum and bass DJ. So if you like that kind of flavor, he put out a mix maybe 6-7 months ago. More of the jungle flavor, if you're into that kind of thing. Jay Kenzo, represent, loving the deeper vibes.
Born and raised and grown up in colonialism and exploitation. And hear that, and I heard that Bumba clot, ras clot, blood clot, and every kind of clot you can think of is bad word and indecent language. And man come hear it in Jamaica, so why is it indecent? So I went on an investigation. And once upon a time, I found myself in some circumstances held down by some spiritual vampires that my mouth couldn't move, my tongue couldn't shake, my hand couldn't move, and the only thing could make me move is say, move your bumbo clock.
Yeah, here we go. I got a little bit of a treat for you. Brand new one from D-Bridge. And of course, we got Skeptical. Here's your label. It plays home to names like Lone, names like Aphex Twin. The list goes on and on. Machine Drum as well on there. Incredible release. Just listen. Just listen.
Thank you.
Absolutely love the vibe in this tune. A little bit of the deep, but lots of hype. D-Bridge and Skeptical, everybody, bringing it raw.
Grown up in colonialism and exploitation. And hear that, and I heard that on. Bumbo clad, ras clad, blood clad, and every kind of clad you can think of is bad word and indecent language. And man come here, it in Jamaica, so why is it indecent? So I went on an investigation. And once upon a time, I found myself in some circumstances held down by some spiritual vampires that my mouth couldn't move, my tongue couldn't shake, my hand couldn't move, and the only thing could make me move is say, move your bum, O'Clock!
Wow, as mentioned, love that tune. Skeptical and D-Bridge collaborating on that one. It's called Move Way. Make sure to check out the rest of the two tracks. It's a three-track EP, that Move Way EP. It can be found on RNS Records. D-Bridge, if you're unfamiliar, familiarize. Label head of Exit Records, which is home to some of the most... I'm just so excited about the label, which is home to just so many forward-thinking names, representing that kind of tribal-y side of drum and bass, that more autonomic drum and bass, that more clean, crisp, just really simple drum, not really simple drum patterns, but not so much of the produced sounds, much more simple sound, simple drum programming. Anyways, you get what I'm trying to say. Check it out. D-Bridge's and Skeptical's tune, Move Away. I gotta simmer down just slightly, and this tune will do just that. Famous Liquid Sounds from the man known as Blue Martin. This is a brand new remix he's done of Seba. Seba, I believe, is head honcho over at Secret Operations. Yeah, don't quote me on that. But yeah, this is a brand new remix called Never Let You Go. I got promoed this one. I think it's out next week, a couple weeks from now. Anyways, details after the tune. Turn it up and enjoy the Liquid Smooth. What a flavor that one is. Blue Martin making it his own. Well, you know what? I'm going to play devil's advocate here. This one's originally done by Seba, and Seba definitely represents a smoother flavor as far as drum and bass is concerned. The liquidy vibes all the way. But Blue Martin is definitely made it his own. And if you're unfamiliar with Blue Martin, he puts out countless quality tunes, most of which found on his own label, Blue Martin Music. I believe he has two LPs under his belt, as well as, you know, countless EPs, remix LPs, and remixes of his own. This tune, due out this month, says the info, so I'm sure that's next week, perhaps, or the following, and that one's out on Warm Communications. And just to confirm, Seba's label is in fact Secret Operations. I wasn't 100% sure there, but yeah, we're keeping with the drum and bass flavors of the time being here at the Basement. I got a freebie from Subwave, who I believe had a release on Metalheads not too long ago. I'll confirm that too after the break. But regardless, this one features one of my favorite vocalists, probably of all time. She calls herself Ria, R-I-Y-A. Incredible voice this woman has. Anyways, this tune is originally done by Lesman. It's called Open Page. A little bit of an anthem coming in here. I'm sure you'll start to recognize it if you've been going to shows over the last 5 or 7 years. I think it came out about 5 years ago, maybe four. Again, I'll confirm all this after the tune, but for the time being, just enjoy.
The one.
hate to say it, but I told you so. Wasn't that the most amazing voice you have heard tonight? I think it was. Anyways, we got Rhea on the vocals. That one's originally done by Lesman, called Open Page. And just to confirm a few things that I was blabbing on about before the track, this tune came out 2010. So it wasn't quite 7 years ago or 5 years even. Quite more recent than that. And Subwave did in fact release an LP on Metalheads, which is Goldie and Chemistry's Goldie and Storm's label. Of course, home to some of the biggest sounds in drum and bass to date. Beyond Lesman, beyond Subwave, venturing into a brand new one from Ohm Unit coming up in September, who I actually caught at Bass Coast, and he just blew the place apart. It was incredible. And also home to Comics, Amit, Artificial Intelligence, the list goes on. But that last tune, Subwave on the remix, as mentioned, is available via the Metalheads SoundCloud page. So soundcloud.com/Metalheads with a Z. Now coming in, we're keeping the drum and bass for a couple more tunes. Then we'll wrap things up with some broody breaks from Ed Solo and Decline. They just released a brand new LP. I got two tracks from them that I'm really excited about, as well as a brand new one from Nom de Strip, who I heard play out at Shams. Incredible tune. Brand new Jack Beats, and I'm going to finish with some freshness from Party Like Us Records, which is AC Slater's label. So stay with me. For the time being, I got an unreleased tune, a little bit of a dub plate, if you will, from Sub Focus. Details about the track after. Stay with me here at the basement. I'm here till 10:30, playing the spectrum of bass music that we all know and love. And if you didn't notice, you're tuned in on the dial, 101.9 FM here in Vancouver, or online, CITR.ca worldwide. If you couldn't catch the whole show, or if you missed one of your favorite CITR programs, visit the website, CITR.ca. They're all recorded there, available for streaming, playback, sharing, downloading, you know, the works, CITR.ca. Yeah. And how's that for a huge, huge track? If you guys weren't moving before, you definitely are now. Hopefully you guys remember to stretch before, you know, getting down. As mentioned, we got Sub Focus on the remix. This one's originally done by Shimmin and Spar Funk. It's called Cold Killer. Don't ask how I got this. Unreleased tune, a little bit of a dub late. Incredible remix by Sub Focus. I'm gonna actually track down a date right now. So the original of this tune came out in 2004, so I can only assume that the Sub Focus remix came out shortly after. Sub Focus actually has been releasing a few sporadic EPs representing like an original single of his with you know, various remixes to essentially fill or pack the EP, which leads me to believe he has an LP in the works. And of course that will be found on Ram Records, which is Andy C's label, as is all of his music. Anyways, we're keeping things with the drum and bass for a couple more tracks, just because it's all about DMB sometimes. As a point of reference, while it's in my head, if you're ever in need of something to do over the weekend, a fantastic resource to track down any bass event in the city, regardless of venue, regardless of crew, it's all in one place. Great website called shahdjs.com, shahdjs.com. You visit there, they have a great calendar day by day broken down with everything going on. This weekend, actually Saturday, is Hospital Records showcase, if you will, at Red Room. Metric, Logistics, and Newtone laying it down, repping the drum and bass styles. That one's brought to you by Digital Motion. And drum and bass, that's what made it come to mind. Anyways, coming in, we got State of Mind repping New Zealand. These guys are some of my favorite producers because they really don't go too over the top as far as, you know, producing sounds, if you will. And they don't go over into the highs, the bleeps and the blops and the lasers that just get really annoying after a while. They focus on the weight and the bass, really. Anyways, this is a remix they've done of Vancouver's Lazy Rich, and we have Belle Humble on the vocals. This one's called The Chase. Thank you. Karen. I do recognize that I mentioned that they definitely focus on the bassy sounds versus the higher end, and let the record show that the synths in the tune are from the original. That is not State of Mind. Let the record show. And as mentioned, that original is brought to you by Vancouverite Lazy Rich, featuring Belle Humble on the vocals. That one's called The Chase. State of Mind on the remix. If you dig their the lower end of drum and bass, check them out. Plenty of releases, a few LPs under their belt, most of which found on their own label, State of Mind Music, based out of New Zealand. State of Mind Music, also home to the likes of Rito, of Trey, Black Sun Empire have a few releases on there, so make sure to check them out. Shaw DJs bring State of Mind on the regular. Check them out every time, and they've never been, what's the word I'm looking for? Disappointed. That's the one. Anyways, I got freshness from Decline and Ed Solo. We're definitely taking a big switch. And you know what? Speaking of switches, I might hold off on the breaks and go into a PSA. Mm-hmm. Think I will. And with that, stay with me here at the basement. Don't change that dial. Keep it on 101.9 FM. CITR will return. And plenty of booty breaks to follow after the break.
Last year, over 650 BC teens aged out of foster care without a permanent family.
Adoption is not just for babies. Teens need families too. Only 24 teens in BC were adopted last year.
November is Adoption Awareness Month. To find out more about adopting a teen, contact the Adoptive Families Association of BC. Call 1-877-ADOPT-07 or visit us at bcadopt.com.
Do you need someone to talk to? If you are seeking a listener who is non-judgmental, confidential, and familiar with resources, then a Speakeasy volunteer might be able to help you. AMS Speakeasy is a peer support service located in the North Concourse of the Sub. If you would like to speak to someone, come to the desk and tell a volunteer, or ring the doorbell located behind the desk.
Do you like laughing, hilarity, radical thought-provoking creativity, and laughing? UBC Improv is UBC's home for improvisational comedy, theater made up on the spot. Like us on Facebook to learn when our next shows are. Search for us on YouTube for our film sketches. And follow us on Twitter because we want the followers. UBC Improv. Insert cheesy slogan here. Let's get it on. Sugar.
Let's get it on. And as promised, we're coming in a little booty breaks as we near the end of the show. I'm here till 10:30. Brand new stuff from Ed Solo and Decline, also known as Red Polo and Defcline. Don't ask me why they decided to create those alter egos. I guess just to have a little bit more fun. But you know what? Their originals and their as per their original names, Decline and Ed Solo, is fun enough. For instance, take this LP, 27 tracks of just purely genre-defying blending. All kinds of fun stuff. They have appearances from Top Cat, Donna D, Crafty Cuts, Sporty O, it's just booty breaks mixed with a little bit of dubsteppy bass, with a little bit of that Jungle Cakes drum and bass flavor, which I'll play actually after this tune, of which is called Hold Your Head Up High, featuring Gala Orsborn. Great, great vocalist right here. The LP can be found on Rat Records out of the UK, which is Decline's own label. This is the first LP of the duo, as well as the first LP on the label. It's a night of firsts, I guess. There we go. Some freshness from Decline and Ed Solo. Loving the kind of disco piano going on in the tune. Really brings back the old school raver feeling. This one called Hold Your Head Up High, featuring Gala Osborne on the vocal pieces off of Decline and Ed Solo's new Bounce and Shake LP. Definitely more of the Breaks style that they're known for. It seems a little out of place on the show tonight, I will admit. And speaking of out of place, for those of you familiar with Grimes, you know, Canadian superstar now, she actually recently did a set in Ibiza as part of the Boiler Room TV, for those of you familiar with that. Anyways, on the set, she was doing a little bit of trolling, playing a little bit of Mariah Carey's Christmas songs, some Hannah Montana type things, and well, look it up. Look up Grimes' Boiler Room set over in Ibiza over the summer. Wow, sorry for that overlap. I have iTunes set here to do a 6-second overlap, and, you know, typically the first and last 6 seconds are pretty minuscule as far as beats, so it kind of works out. Anyways, more from the LP just put out on Rack Records by Decline and Ed Solo. Really like the LP. 21 tracks of pure diversity. This one represents more of that Jungle Cake sound, which is a label actually put together for Decline and Ed Solo's other project called The Wildlife. It's a collaboration of, you know, Decline, Ed Solo, as well as Simon M in there. And That collaboration, the Wildlife Collective, didn't last long, unfortunately. They had a few releases, but then afterwards, the majority was just Ed Solo and Decline. Make sure to check it out. It definitely represents more of the ghetto kind of Breaks flavor, but with that drum and bass tempo, similar to this tune. So I'm just realizing now that although this is a great tune, it's not the Jungle Cakes flavor that I wanted to represent. So with that, bear with me while we do a quick little classy switch up right now. Yeah, how's that for smooth? Anyways, as mentioned, this Jungle Cakes flavor definitely incorporates the ghetto, the funk, the breaks, with that drum and bass tempo. This one's called No No No, and you definitely will be able to sing along to this, so I'm excited for you. Anyways, this one's also featuring Gala Osborne on the vocal pieces.
Where the tune go again?
No, no, no.
Okay, so there's our Jungle Cakes flavor that I've been awaiting for the last track and a half, and if you guys just happen to like that tune that I stumbled upon by accident, also found on the LP by Decline and Ed Solo, that last one was called Gloria, and more of the disco retro breaks in that last one, whereas this tune repping the fast-paced drum and bass to get you guys moving, get you guys psyched. Actually, Decline announced a show, I believe, in September with Vancouverite Sticky Buds. That's happening at 560, and information can be found about that at shahdjs.com, shahdjs.com. Anyways, we're definitely switching the vibe here, moving in a little bit more big room electro, if you will. Again, more on the bassy tip, regardless. Nom de Strip coming in, one of my favorite producers since he was doing a duo, a project out of the UK called Stupid Fresh. That was a few years ago. Since then, Nom de Strip has taken on his solo project and relocated from the UK to Vancouver Island, actually. Just recently, he's been putting out tracks on Mousetrap Records, which is Dead Mouse's label, as well as Hatteras's Hat Tracks out of Toronto as well. In addition to his most recent releases on Chris Lake's Rising Music. Anyways, I caught Nom de Strip at the at Shambhala on the Village stage, repping the PK sound. Big, big, big sounds coming from this guy, and this tune truly represents everything he's all about to date. It's called Devil's Barbecue, so turn it up.
Barbacoa del diablo.